You're listening to the Men of Mistakes blogcast, the place to learn from the mistakes of others because you can't live long enough to make them all on your own. Each week, I interview business execs and experts to find out what they would do differently if they could go back in time. Short, sweet, and to the point, I'm Melissa Lakshi, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Men of Mistakes listeners. This is episode 11, and today we have Bobby Goschel on the show with us. Bobby is the head of digital design and growth at WeWork. For those of you who don't know WeWork, I'm a huge WeWork fan, currently a member. WeWork is a company that offers community space and business services to a global network of creators. And Bobby is the guy that oversees WeWork's digital user experience and product design teams. He's kind of a big deal. So, Bobby, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
I'm so excited to talk to you, Melissa. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm stoked. You know, we had Tomer from the WeWork team. I'm so excited to have another WeWork member because, again, as I mentioned, like, I cannot say enough about how much I love WeWork.
So, we love our members. Thank you.
Of course. Of course. So let's talk about this right now. I mean, you're the head of digital design and growth. I'm curious, what's the growth part in your title?
So there's the discipline of design in specifically the digital world. So I think screen design, user experience design, digital product design, these are often ways we refer to that discipline in the industry. So that is something that I lead at WeWork. And then the growth end of it is more of a multidisciplinary team with engineers, product managers, and designers. The team itself is put together for the sole purpose to acquire the attention of potential members and to show them why WeWork might be the right opportunity for them, and then to get them to come into a WeWork and become a member. So that's kind of the acquisition side of growth. So that's what I manage. And the biggest product that the growth team owns is WeWork.com.
Gotcha. Right. Wow. I mean, you're overseeing quite a bit. So way to go. And you know, we haven't really had any, like, very many designers on the show in terms of just, like, digital design. We've had quite a few UXers. So this is exciting. I know, like, people really only get to experience your work if they're members, essentially, right? Because I know you designed the whole member interface. So everyone just become members so you can see how beautifully designed their backend system is.
We've got designers leading. So WeWork's really interesting. We are on the digital side, basically a full stack company. We build a lot of our own software. We have our own social network. We've got the website. We've got a lot of business system products that essentially run the business day to day. And all of these products are digital, and all of these products have designers and engineers on specific teams. And we get looked at in the industry as kind of just this co-working space, but as you know now being a member, that there's so much more to the business and to the community that requires this software as part of the suite of what we offer to entrepreneurs and members in the WeWork space.
Totally. I mean, so much more. It's insanely robust. I mean, anything from, you guys, you know, payment processing, as you mentioned, the social network, job listing. Right. I mean, it's like Craigslist and everything all in one, just for the members. I mean, you guys, it's a very robust backend system. So kudos. And also
Thank you. The
current redesign. So, Bobby, what do you love most about what you're doing now at WeWork?
So I love design. I've been designing for almost 17 years now. I started very young. I taught myself a lot of the fundamentals of design. I've had a lot of distant design mentors who I've learned from, not just on digital, but also on graphic design and branding. And for as long as I could work, I've been working in the design field. And so doing that every day is obviously very fulfilling to me, because to me that is my career, that is the path I chose, and I'm happy to be successful and good at that job. WeWork, why I'm here is kind of another story. I mean, WeWork is a slightly misunderstood company, because the product that we truly sell, the product, and I use the word sell very loosely, the product that we offer is the community side, but it's so hard to sell the community side. And so, to talk about it on a website and get people excited about it is really difficult. So we have to talk about spaces, because the space that we offer members like you, that's kind of the vessel that ultimately allows us to fulfill the mission of the company, which is to empower creators to be next to each other and ignite ideas together, work together, share together, and be around each other to inspire each other. And designing products for those people, for people like you, because I'm an entrepreneur at heart as well. I've started my own business. I've done the CEO thing. And I know firsthand what it's like, how difficult it is, how lonely it can be. And I also know that the benefit of being around people that are experiencing the things you're experiencing, and being able to talk to people like yourself, and having real peers, is very meaningful. And so designing products for that world, I truly love that.
That is awesome. And we love what you do. And yeah, as you mentioned, sometimes it can be very lonely. I'm pretty sure earlier today, someone either closed like Series A or like got bought, because there was some crazy celebration happening earlier. and it's so cool to hear like, whoa, excitement like that only comes when really, really, really good things happen. So I'll have to dig into that one a little bit more.
We're going to get to a point where we've got tens of thousands of companies now. We've got 60,000 members worldwide. We officially opened in China recently. And WeWork now exists much like the British Empire did back in the day, where the sun didn't set on the British Empire. The sun now does not set on the WeWork universe. And it's amazing to me. The growth that we're seeing inside of the company is amazing. And it's more likely now that every month or every week, we're going to see more and more members and companies inside of WeWork either exit or raise large sums of money. And, you know, a lot of it comes down to the relationships that they build inside of a WeWork. And it just goes to highlight how important being around those peers really is.
Totally. I mean, that could be a cool documentary side project for you guys to go find out when it's closed. Let's get into this. The reason, the million-dollar question, the reason why we have this Meno Mistakes, which, means less mistakes, blogcast, is to, is this. If you, Bobby, you've been designing for a long time, over 16-plus years, if you can go back in time to the beginning of your career, and you could give yourself one bit of advice, what would that be?
I think that for me personally, since I was a boy, I've always had this spirit of an entrepreneur. I've always wanted to work. I love working. Not to say that I'm a workaholic in any sense. Maybe I am, I don't know. But the idea of work has always been inspiring to me, for me to be able to kind of dictate the terms of how I live my life, and being able to finance that and find fulfillment in my life through my work has been very important to me. And I'd like to think that I've maybe made the most of my younger years by taking a lot of risks and trying many different things. But it's really hard to know. I mean, I'm very happy where I am right now. But there are the few things I might tell myself starting out in the design world, or really in any industry, first, I probably would have found more mentors. I think I've maybe missed out on the experience of having real mentorship from people in the industry that I respect. It's not something that that occurred to me until very recently, say 5 or 6 years ago. And I think to have a mentor, you need to be worthy of a mentorship. And I think the amount of work you put into into your career and trying to make yourself better. It makes you try a lot of things, but the having someone next to you to help you forge that path, who's done it before and who could show you the blind spots, I think might have been really instrumental, and I might have been in a very different position than I am today. As if any designers are listening to this podcast, design, it's very easy to get stuck in kind of this vanity design, and I think design needs to be a lot more meaningful to people who are in the art of designing products, and it really is an art. And to do that, understanding the business side is really important. So a lot of designers kind of ignore the dirty side of say sales or what it takes to kind of close a deal, and they don't look at the numbers of the business to understand where their designs could have the greatest impact. And I think if a designer out there takes the time to do that, to leave their seat, get away from their computer, talk to customers, try and sell the product, it'll give them a whole new degree of empathy that I think most designers perhaps lack, because it's hard to empathize with the business or hard to empathize with the customer if you aren't doing, at some level, doing the thing that the customers are doing and aren't talking to the customers, or doing the thing that that the business people are doing. So I feel like you kind of need to do a lot outside of the pixel work that you do on a digital screen. So that's something, when I was younger, I didn't do that. And I probably would have given myself that advice. I probably would have given myself that advice as well. Yeah.
Cool. No, I mean, this is awesome advice. And you bring up two very good things, which I too, as a designer background, we're so guilty of. One, mentorship. And it is hard, finding a mentor. You have someone in mind, and there's always, kind of mention, am I worthy enough? I don't know, am I worthy enough to go up to you and be like, can you mentor me?
Right.
And that's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's this idea that you're not, maybe perhaps not worthy enough, but also the idea that you might be worthy enough, but the other person kind of refuses to see it. And so there's a sense of rejection. And rejection's hard. I hate being rejected. Certainly everyone probably hates being rejected. And getting a mentor to commit time to you is very difficult, and it requires relationship building, something that I was not good at for a long time in my career. I didn't make every great, worthy, worthwhile relationship count. That's a massive oversight. And I think a lot of people in the industry become so self-absorbed because they're trying to make themselves better that they forget that part of the ways to make yourself better is to connect with people who can grow you. But to do that, to be worthy of their time, you have to build a relationship there. And that's tough for a lot of people. It was certainly tough for me.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, but again, if you can keep those relationships, don't be clingy, but be in an open relationship with people and find a mentor, that could be very key. I mean, hugely instrumental to growth. I wish I did that earlier. I know Ignacio wishes he did that earlier. There are so many things we could have prevented, 100%, had we had someone in our life. And then you also bring up another good point, too. It's about closing the sale. And as a designer, that should be, and this is something that's been brought up to me before as well, just in different conversations within design circles. In design school, they should absolutely teach you the business side.
Absolutely.
Because, they focus on the art. And then you're now what,
Yeah. Well, you get the fundamentals of design, but you don't understand of business. And the thing about business is, if it turns into a cash cow, then if you do the thing that you want to do, which is design, and a lot of designers, they don't kind of see that, right? They forget that there's this thing called a business that's trying to make money, that's essentially financing their discipline. But it's a symbiotic relationship. The discipline needs to allow the business to go out and sell so that it can keep financing itself and growing. And yeah, I think a lot of designers end up missing that. If also back to the mentorship point, if I had a mentor, I mean, one of my mentors might have told me, it's not, life isn't just about achievement, it's also about fulfillment. We've been sold, I think, a lie that everything you do in a job, in your life, with your career, is all about achievement. It's about achieving things. It's about winning. It's about being this A player. And then when you achieve the thing, you're kind of left empty. This is a lottery winners end up feeling this all the time, right? So now they've got all this money, but they're not fulfilled. And so the thing that maybe we should start to strive for is fulfillment. And to be fulfilled, you kind of need to be self-aware. And I think a mentor can probably teach you how to learn or start to learn how to become self-aware. Because the things that you think you might be good at, maybe you're not. And someone should point that out to you. And a lot of people miss that. It took me a long time to understand the parts of design I was really good at, the parts of the business I was really good at, and a lot of the parts of design and business that I just really sucked at. And it took a lot of, yeah, and it's a growing process, and just having that mentor can catalyze that learning and that growing. So it's definitely, I hesitate to use the word regret, but it is at some level a regret. The fact that I'm on this podcast with you talking about this, right? as a mistake, acknowledging it as a mistake, and then slightly regretting it is okay, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so Bobby, are you open for being a mentor to possibly someone within our community?
Yeah, I love talking to people. People reach out to me from time to time on LinkedIn or Twitter, or send me cold emails, and if I can help them, I help them, and sometimes I can't, because sometimes they're asking me things that I'm not experienced in, and I don't want to lead them astray or mislead them in any way, and so I'm just honest with them, but I do try and help where possible.
Honest, awesome. Okay, Bobby, thank you so much. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter. My last name is my Twitter handle, Ghoshal, Ghoshal. It's actually kind of a weird last name. And then, awesome. My email is bobby@wework.com. So if you want to reach out to me there, that's fine too.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Find a mentor and reach out to Bobby Ghoshal.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right. Thank you. Like what you learned today? Tweet it out with the hashtag MenoMistakes. I'm at Melissa, and you can find me at menodesign.com.